Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back in the saddle. We just got back from South Dakota. We preached at Landmark Church there on Saturday. Great meeting, great people, great connections. And we get the same result every single time. Could you come back? Well, as you all well know, we're going to be here for one day, and then off to Michigan we go. On Friday, October 15th at 7 p.m., Metro City Church, 17760 4th Street. It's called Fort Street, Riverview, Michigan. Saturday, October 16th, 6 p.m., Real Life Church, 1848 South Cochrane Avenue, Charlotte, Michigan, and then we will be at the GR Church, and that one will be October 18th at 6 to 9, 4525 Stouffer Avenue, Grand Rapids, Michigan. We got another invitation, so we're going to hold over for a couple days, then we're going to do another date there. When that transpires, we'll throw that on Bradley's schedule, which, by the way, is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we're doing a lot. Let me go back to South Dakota really quick. So, we drove after, Friday's show. We drove 12 hours to Rapid City, South Dakota. And then once we got there, we had great connection, great Wi-Fi, just for the record, just so everybody knows what happened. And so everything's good. We did two broadcasts from that particular hotel. Saturday morning we got up and we had to drive an hour. Okay, so everything we do is always hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. It's the story of my life. And we're being spent for the people, so we're trying to make it work for everybody in the process of doing just that. So we called the day before and told them that we do national radio and we need good internet and we need to be able to get in the room early. Okay, so we got there and a cat-like lady comes out and I thought, well, am I going to have to bump her? What's the situation? But she said, well, come back in about 15 minutes. We'll have your rooms done for you. That was great. Came back. She was fantastic. We get up into the room. We got a half hour before we do a two-hour broadcast on a Saturday. I broadcast into, by the way, 154 cities. Okay, so you just can't take that lightly. You got to take it pretty seriously, right? And you got to stay consistent. That's what it's all about. By the way, WVMG 96.9 FM, Chattanooga, Tennessee, just picked us up live Monday through Friday. WVMG 96.9 FM, Chattanooga, Tennessee. We thank our friend Sab out there for entrusting us in doing just that. So that's the one that just added on to the 153. So we get up into the room. It's 12:30 Mountain Time, and we test it. And once we test the internet speed, it popped up as an upload at 3. And it's my understanding that's got to be between 2 and 15. And I said over to my son, I said, wait a second, that's the lowest I've ever seen it. How are we going to broadcast? And he said, well, you know what? It should work. So we assumed that it was going to work. 3 minutes into the radio show, guess what happens, friends? On 154 radio stations, what happens? The internet goes down. As it's down, I'm going back and forth. All of a sudden, 21 tabs just disappeared that I wanted to share with my listeners concerning the information I believe by the Holy Ghost that they need to see and hear and deal with. And Isaiah 51, verse 4, Amos 5, 15. So 3 minutes into it, everything goes blank. I'm sitting in the room, and all of a sudden, I pick up a pen and I throw it at the wall, hoping that my son would come back over. So all of a sudden, the next thing I did is I picked up some keys and I threw them back at the wall and hoping that he was going to hear what was going on, so as much as to see if he could come in and help me get back up online. Well, that didn't work, so I stood up and I knocked on the wall. All of a sudden, he pops in and he goes over to the computer, and sure enough, everything was down. And I got to tell you, friends, we've had that happen a couple times with this chain of hotels. Again, just explaining to people so they understand as to what took place on Saturday, why the show fell. It was the Wi-Fi, and it happens to be at the same chain of hotels. So guess what? We have to add one more thing to our schedule every time we do something. Every time we get new dates, we got to call the hotel. We got to have them give us an upload test to tell us if they're going to be able to maintain the show. Okay, so I was righteously indignant. Leaders correct themselves, and the first thing that I did when I seen what happened, I assumed responsibility, and I said I shouldn't have assumed that this was going to work, because it didn't. And I praise God for the guys down at GCN who picked it up, and then they put a replay in there, and that's what aired on Saturday. So, my bad. And was I righteously indignant? Oh my goodness, I was. I was absolutely angry. That's what we do, is we correct ourselves. Is that true? Yep, we do, and that's exactly what I did. So that was my bad. I will do my best in the future, friends, to make sure that that never happens. That's how important you are to this ministry. And we don't look for a patsy to have someone else do for us concerning what it is that we're called to do. Leaders don't do that. They don't send somebody in their place. They go. They make it work. And once it's tried and true, well, guess what, friends? Then they can delegate, and not until then. But we've been doing this for about 17 years now, and we see how the radio show is building across the United States of America, and we want to stay loyal to God and the cause. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. So, with that said, friends, I want to get over to a couple things here. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, you know, just a thought. Did you see this online where this girl rams into the back of a Lamborghini? And as she runs in, there's social media platforms where you can watch this. It's all over the net right now. And what took me back anyways, and what's probably taking others back, is the fact that when she got out, she rammed him, okay, a Lamborghini. And when she did, she gets out and she starts to yell at the guy in the Lamborghini. This is how ignorant the up-and-coming generation is becoming, friends. So what did she do? She blamed him for what she did. And she started yelling at the guy in the Lamborghini, "This is my brand new car. Look what you did to my car. Look what you did to my brand new car. I take care of my stuff." She goes on and on in her little rant. And all of a sudden, what they did is the police got there and they went up to the gas station cameras, and they seen clearly that she wasn't paying attention and she rammed the back of the Lamborghini. Bradley Dean, what's your point? This generation is being raised up not to take responsibility, but to act like politicians and corruptions within by accusing others of what it is in fact that they are guilty of. Folks, I'm going to come back. I'm going to play a little video for you, and then we're going to get back over to Billy Graham and Franklin and now Willie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Okay. You know what? I just put too much salt on everybody's tongue here, so I need to play this for you really quick, and I'm going to do just that. This is this girl hitting the Lamborghini who wanted to blame him for what she was in fact guilty of. I'm not going to play the audio, and why am I not going to play the audio? Because of her rotten mouth. That's why I'm not going to play the audio. Okay, so we're waiting for this to roll up, and here we go. Oh, well, we got a commercial. And I'm going to play this in just a second here for you. And you can see for yourself how this generation is being raised up to accuse the others of what they're guilty of. Guess where they got that from, friends? Well, if you read Revelation 12:10, you can see that Satan himself is the accuser of the brethren. Here she comes. She comes, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, left side of the page. She slams into the back of a Lamborghini. She comes over. She starts yelling at the driver, talking about how he just hit her car when, in fact, she's the one that rear-ended him. Okay, this is all over the Internet right now. Okay, so instead of taking responsibility and bringing in common sense into the equation, what does she do? Well, she's taught to go ahead and blame somebody else for what she's guilty of. Don't take responsibility, friends. Oh, no, 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 no. That's my message in so many different ways. That, in fact, Acts 20, verse 21 comes to my aid right now. We're supposed to repent before God and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can't do that until we take responsibility. Look at Luke 15 as well. Now she's going back and forth. Now the cops get involved, and if you pay attention to the video on social media platforms, you can clearly see her rear-ending the Lamborghini. Okay? This is why it's, by the way, oh, just clearly, she was not paying attention in any sense of the word. So anyways, I showed you that because I wanted you to see it for yourself. And again, friends, it's the world in which we live, and we need to clean up this mess in a big way. Also want to get over to something I wanted to show you on Saturday's show, and I will do that even now. And it just happens to be that of Rashida Tlaib. She's a Muslim. She's here not to assimilate to society. We all know this. She's out of Michigan. And we also see, folks, it's not just those that are Muslims here that are here to conquer, but we can also see a bunch of Judases in state government. government and federal government that are acting in such a fashion in the sense of continuously pushing this plandemic narrative, which we all know is untrue. It's false. Matter of fact, let me say it this way, friends. These corrupt politicians don't believe what it is that many of you believe. Well, how many times do we need to show you? Okay? Truth is stranger than fiction to many people. And I don't understand what it is that you don't understand, friends. But again, if the politicians don't believe it, and they tell you the only reason we're putting these masks on is because the cameras are here, well, again, we have to listen to what they're saying because, in fact, friends, it's all being played out under false pretenses. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to get over again to none other than Rashida Tlaib, and I want you to listen to this narrative. And again, you can hear it directly from her out of her own wicked mouth. Look at this.
It's been out of all of our community.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
She sees the cameras are there.
Oh, I thought you were like, oh, he's one unmasked guy.
See, did you see what she said, friends? She had to put on that mask because the cameras were there. I played videos over and over and over again since the beginning, since the inception of this pandemic, showing the American people how many politicians don't believe what many of you are still confused about. And why is it that you believe what it is that they don't believe? Okay? Wanted to bring you over to Michigan as well. I want to give you a little... Well, I want you to hear the voice of the American people once again. Last week I spent the show and throughout the week highlighting the fact that all over the United States of America, people are denouncing Joe Biden. They're using expletives. You know what? That's just not cool. But we understand what they're saying. They're defying him, and rightfully so. But the mainstream media wants to censor them, belittle them. They want to single you out, as I've highlighted so many times on the show, because they want you to feel like you're the only one that's not complying. Baloney. They're in trouble. The cards are falling and the narrative is crumbling and has been for a long time. So many people have the impression that the mainstream media, well, when they get involved, you know, all of a sudden whatever they say somehow or another is true. But again, if you put that up against John 8:44, there is no truth in these devils. They're useful idiots and they're paid to lie and not tell the truth and to deceive the people. I've highlighted that over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, if you want to do a little homework, check everything I'm telling you, and go to Operation Mockingbird. This has been going on for a long time, not just in the United States, but on a global basis. They are under the control of the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said President Harry Truman back in the 50s. I'm tying those things together. But what happens when a useful idiot Channel 7, ABC News, if you want to call it that, the propaganda outlet there in Michigan, just randomly walks up to a gentleman and asks, well, what do you think about the president popping up in such a fashion? And, well, what are your thoughts? Well, let's go ahead and get his thoughts and just see what the American people feel overall about what's going on here.
Tell me, what are your thoughts about the president visiting tomorrow?
I wish he'd just stay out of this state and leave us alone.
Whoa! I wish he would just stay out of this state and leave us alone. Are we hearing that from the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You just heard through the useful idiots during the break, again, false polling. And what do they use the polls for? They're fake polls because they want to drive a wedge and pit one against another, namely the red and the blue, the Democrats and the Republicans. Okay? Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself will not stand. Okay, why are people so up in arms about Joe Biden? You know, it's interesting, they were talking about his approval rating. Well, why don't they ask the question as to what the American people feel about him being in the people's White House in the first place? It's not good. And if it was good, folks, then why is it that the said president, Joe Biden, he's not my president, by the way, he's committed the act of treason. He was kicked off his presidential campaign in 1988 for plagiarism. He's a liar. And this is all the guy knows how to do. He knows how to take orders from the teleprompter, period. From the teleprompter, friends. That's all he does. He's doing what he's told. He's a pawn, okay? And... Why aren't the American people asked as to what they think about him being in the People's White House? Because And why are they angry about what's going on with Joe Biden, friends? Because of what he's doing. Folks, Donald Trump did nothing but highlight treason through Joe Biden. He failed to prosecute him. Remember, Donald said he had the DOJ and he could do whatever he wanted to do. If he would have did what he promised to do, there wouldn't have been a Joe Biden, number one. And number two, Joe Biden mysteriously gets in there. We know in America that he was not voted in by the American people. We know that is a fact. Again, that's why he's using the military to defend himself from them alleged 80 million people that put him in the office, right? Think, Americans. Think about what's going on here. But just think about this. He gets in there. We know the whole situation that took place in January where paid provocateurs, probably through the FBI, maybe through the CIA and these other agencies, unconstitutional though they are, they're the modern-day brown shirts, not all of them, but some of them. And what do? Well, they're paid provocateurs to go start up trouble and stir up trouble at the White House only to blame their political opposition. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Now we see just this far in the present, as this same age, this same said Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, Luke 22:48, Judas betraying Jesus with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. Now we see him using those agencies, again, the FBI, to go ahead and attack the parents in this country that are defending their children against those that mean to indoctrinate them illegally with child pornography. They're attempting to groom them and make them a prey. And the audacity of the American people in this country to stand up against the school boards that are trying to normalize these crimes. Right? You know, it's better for these people to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend the little ones. But guess what? They're daring the justice of God. By the way, Luke 17:2. Read it when you get a moment. Well, as I said, and I say again on the show, let their cruelty swell our ranks. And I knew the minute that this criminal that heads up the FBI, remember we were taught to believe that they're there protecting us from the big guys? That's not at all what they're there for. They're protecting the big guys from people like me, okay? That want justice, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And we're going to get it one way or another, by the way. But what's happening? He's attacking the parents. He's using those agencies to attack the parents. Not only that, but the mainstream media stepping in and calling the parents that are protecting their kids from these child predators terrorists, domestic terrorists. I told you, America. I told you this 15 years ago. Who is defined out to be the terrorist? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you that their cruelties are, in fact, swelling our ranks. And then we'll get to the main topic, promise. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. When you're on Sons of Liberty Media, by the way, friends, go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, go over to SOL Radio Live and subscribe on that page as well. Sound good? We'll be right back on the other side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. FDA committee will meet to discuss authorizing COVID vaccine boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The meeting's set to happen Thursday and Friday. The FDA panel will also look at data of a booster that differs from the original vaccine received and is described as a mix-and-match booster. The Moderna and J&J boosters are being considered for adults 18 and up only. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today in Yuma to talk with Customs and Border Protection officials. Graham expected to address the issue of security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Graham is touring illegal immigrant processing facilities and meeting with border officials. President Biden has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The pain at the pump continues across the nation.
Crude oil prices were up in recent days, and analyst Trilby Lundberg says that means gasoline prices rose too.
Gasoline prices moved up 6 cents per gallon to $3.31, $1.07 higher than it was a year ago.
And with crude prices on the upswing, Lundberg says expect to see the hikes continue at least for the coming few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Southwest Airlines is blaming thousands of canceled flights on air traffic control issues and bad weather. The flight tracking website FlightAware reports Southwest has canceled 30% of its schedule on Monday and has canceled over 2,000 flights since Saturday. There's also speculation the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to a new federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just want to highlight this really quick, and then I want to get over to our introduction of Billy Graham, right? That was puffed up by one of the biggest occultists that we know, William Randolph Hearst. He owned all the networks, and he influenced it greatly. He thought that Billy Graham would be perfect to go ahead and put everybody to sleep, and that's exactly what he did. Then we had Franklin Graham, this impotent one sent in, appointed 1 Kings 13:33 to put the sheep back into place and to maintain their order. And the way they do that is these plants, what they do, these controlled operators, they're basically told to put themselves up as being what they are not, again, to keep all the sheep in line. Now there's none other than William Graham, who's out there making his rounds. I don't know how it is or where he got the authority to do that outside of his grandpa, is Billy Graham. But the fact of the matter is we're going to hit him in just one moment, okay? In just one moment. Promise. If you want to call in, by the way, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As you well know, this is the radio program where we think for ourselves and, again, make not the others the measure of our conduct. We follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, John 8:32. The list goes on. Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Okay, so you're seeing this with me right now on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, and or on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. So when the FBI is sicked on the parents calling them domestic terrorists, how is that working out for them? It's increasing our ranks. Okay, this is the best thing, by the way. Persecution to fan the flame of the church to get out of complacency. It's the best thing in the world for the church. It's the best thing in the world for those that call themselves patriot Christians and or conservatives. Okay? Because it wakes us up to what's going on. But we have to lawfully bring about a resolve. I've said this a million times, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay? What's happening is it's backfiring. They're increasing in the tens of hundreds of thousands of parents beginning to take note that the government is using an unconstitutional agency called the FBI to attack people that have a right to freedom of speech. Does everybody understand what I just said? We have a right to freedom of speech. We have a right to address our said representatives for grievances. We have a God-given right, not a privilege. What is happening, again, is authoritarian. It's totalitarianism. And I want you to hear this carefully, okay? I'm finding that I just need to say it and read it for you so you can understand it more clearly. Congress shall make no law. Matter of fact, that's really small, so just hang on a second. Bill of Rights, and I'm going to just read it verbatim for you. And I want you to hear again what it says for yourself, and you tell me who's breaking the law here, okay? You tell me who is breaking the law, okay? The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Congress. Who is Congress? They are your said representatives. They act in such a fashion as to the delegated authority that you entrusted unto them, okay? That's not what's happening. Congress is not standing up against this, though they have their appeasers out there trying to give you the impression that they've got this in hand. In fact, they don't, okay? But it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Just listen to that. Listen to all the unlawful censorship taking place in public schools and the colleges and the workplace. They don't have any law that tells them that they can censor you. And so when you understand that and you look at big tech companies right now, this is why I get righteously indignant about what they're doing, because America, you don't understand what George Washington said, and he understood it more than anybody did, because he drew a line in the sand saying, we're not going to have this in the colonies. And what was it? Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. That was Ben Franklin. But what George Washington rightly said is he said, if they take away your freedom of speech, you'll be sheep led to the slaughter. That's what's happening right now. If you don't stand up and get a spine and stand up against this corruption and remove them and prosecute them, it's going to continue on. Okay? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. These are the Bill of Rights. These are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But they're what? Usurping. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. Okay? I go on. Or abridging the freedom of speech. They don't have the authority. Or of the press. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Okay? The press doesn't have a right to lie, to defame, to maliciously cause harm, so on and so forth. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. Who's acting in a totalitarian method here, friends? Is it the parents or is it the school boards? Is it the parents or is it the government, their said representatives? See, the message they want to send to me and you is, how dare you think that you're going to stand up against our abuses? See, they are acting arbitrarily, they are acting despotic, and they are acting in a tyrannical manner. Okay, now let me finish this. And to petition the government for redress of grievances. What's the problem, FBI? You're just waking up more people, and I praise God that you are. Keep attacking. We appreciate it. Because we need more people out there standing up and fighting. See, what they want to do at the end of the day, friends, is they want to write a history that doesn't belong to the American people. And they've been doing it far too long. You've all heard the saying before, I'm sure. History is written by men who hung heroes. Don't let them hang the heroes anymore, friends. Okay, hang the bad guys, not the other way around. So anyways, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to get over to this video, and I want you to watch it for yourself really quick. It's a video now going over to Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, and what I want to do is I want to introduce you to the new guy on the block, who is somehow or another winning the approbation of the churches. And remember Luke 6:36, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Oh my gosh, nobody loves the Grahams more than the world does. But then again, Scripture tells us that the world will love its own, right? Yep, that's right. But let me get over to this, because again, I want you to see this. This is pretty crazy. And let's go directly to Billy Graham first and foremost, so you can understand what I'm saying when I'm saying that the world loves its own. Okay? Here we go. This is Billy Graham, and I will let the rest speak for itself. Billy Graham? Folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. True desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a message. To give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Remember, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Or what of Luke 6:26? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Quite telling, is it not? Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create. It is a spirit of Antichrist at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception and at length death and hell. The Bible clearly tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
.com. Okay, folks, I want to get to this real quick. We're talking about Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher. By the way, they call him the evangelical pope before he passed away. Ecumenical meaning oneness. It's the same thing the pope is doing. They're political pawns, and they're trying to bring a oneness. This is why they're crossing lines and trying to break down barriers between all religions and to establish one religion. And, of course, that will be under the dictates of the Antichrist. Okay? That is, in fact, judging Billy Graham by his fruit. By the way, he perverted the message. God loves you. You can find nowhere in Scripture where the Lord says that outside of through a demonstration. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. See, it was a demonstration, right? By this we know that we love. When we look in 1 John, we begin to hereby perceive we the love of God that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brother. It was a demonstration of love. That's why I continuously make reference to deeds, not words, in 1 John 3:18, because Jesus loved us by what he did, not by what he said. And remember, he rebuked the Pharisees for doing what? You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You say that you're mine, but you don't do anything. Folks, that's a lack of love. And the Bible tells us in the end times that the love of many will wax cold because of what? The workers of iniquity, the lawless ones. Let me go to Jude 3 and 4 really quick, and I'm going to get over to Franklin Graham next. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Earnestly contend. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Earnestly contend. How foreign is that to the church? People get earnest, and they begin to contend for the faith, and then everybody says, well, what's he so jacked up about? What's he so angry about? I don't know. Why don't you ask Jesus when he overturned the tables? When he took the whip? And he told them, what did he say to the Pharisees that were making his house a den of thieves? This is supposed to be a house of prayer. Did he get angry? Did he get mad about what was going on? When he rebuked the Pharisees in Matthew 23, was he angry? What's wrong with Jesus? Why is he so angry about that? What's his problem? Well, let me ask you something. What's your problem if you're not angry with the sin that reigns in this country today? 86% of you that call yourself Christians. I mean, if you're truly saved, yes, you understand sin reigned at one point, but now divine grace has dethroned sin. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, right? Where is that grace, church? You know, I say it all the time when I was preaching in Landmark Church just this last Saturday in Rapid City. I said, it's interesting how many people love God and they say that they're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, Romans 5:5. But they're not offended at what God's offended at. Is God offended at sin? Oh, yeah. Look to the cross of Christ. How come you're okay with it? How come you're content with it? How come you're complacent with it? It put Christ on the cross. And that's what our sin did. And if we repented of that, guess what? We're going to bring forth fruits of repentance indignantly against what's offensive to God. Do you see that today? Oh, no. 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 Anybody gets angry today, boy, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with him? I can't even believe he got angry. No, I stand back. I even say it to my family. Why is it that you're not angry about that? How is it that you're content with that? How is it that you're okay that they're doing that? If you're not asking that question and you're complacent with it, I'll tell you what. You better examine yourself in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith or not. Because if you're not angry at sin, you can rest assured, friends, the Spirit of God is MIA in your life. Jesus is not, nor is the Holy Ghost going to bear witness to your compromise or your lies. Period. Period. And the only reason people today get mad, you know why they get mad? Because now it begins to threaten what it is that they think they have. I'm here to tell you, you're not able to take it with you. The only thing that you can take with you is souls, friends. And that's what we're called to do, is go out and seek and save that which is lost. Mark 16:15, Luke 22, verse 48, Luke 19:10. Okay? Let me give you verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, the Grahams. Oh, they're all over the church today in America, friends, more than there isn't. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before or of old ordained to this condemnation, they're ungodly men turning the grace of our God into carnal lusts, lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. They can profess him all that they want to. But where's the personal cross and understanding the power of God unto salvation? Very far and few between. Understand what it is that I just said. Very far and few between. So we have Billy Graham. I just highlighted him. By his own fruit. I showed you that he's being honored by the world, and the Bible is very clear when the Bible says that the world will love his own. If you are of the world will love his own. John 15:19. Well, the world loved Billy Graham, and it still does. They act more like Billy Graham when he was alive than they did Jesus Christ. They were emulating Billy Graham, not Jesus Christ, because if they were emulating Jesus Christ, they would be exposing the likes of a Billy Graham just like I am right now by the Word of God. And here's the other thing. Political pawn, Billy Graham. Do you know who his favorite president was? You know who he used to go skinny dipping with? George Herschel Walker Bush. Watch the documentary where Bush started talking about how him and Billy used to go skinny dipping in the people's White House swimming pool. I'm not kidding you. Guess who Billy Graham's favorite president is and was? George H.W. Bush. Guess what the FBI says about George H.W. Bush and the FBI, those that were good guys in these agencies. They said that George H.W. Bush was the most wicked man on the planet. Why did Billy Graham admire him? Why was he his favorite? That's all I have to say. Okay, but Billy Graham, before passing away, receives a star on Hollywood Boulevard. He was honored and adored by witches, warlocks, Satanists, pedophiles, sodomites, adulterers, fornicators, in short, the demoralizers of the culture. Okay? When we go over to the likes of Franklin Graham, who also will ally himself with presidents at every given cycle as a mere pawn to keep the sheep in line, just like his daddy, 1 Kings 13:33. Well, Franklin is nothing more or less than Mr. Impotent Neutralizer of the faith himself. Franklin Graham tells his followers to pray and yet says nothing about doing, which is contrary to the word of God, John 2:14 through 26. Friends, faith without works is dead, period. Okay? Oh, and don't forget that recently, a couple months back, Franklin also told the blind sheep in the church that follow him and not Jesus in the American church to love your neighbor as yourselves, because Jesus would also have taken the deadly experimental jab. Oh, and for most that didn't know, did you also know that there was an uprising against Franklin Graham to have him removed after he said that? Yeah. Oh, no. The mainstream media just hush on that. Right? They just hush right up on that. That's blasphemy, by the way. Then we have the new up-and-coming hireling grandson of Billy Graham, John 10:12, Will Graham, who is carrying on the tradition of preaching another gospel, because that's in fact what he's doing, Galatians 1:8, just like that of his predecessors. Okay? This last week, Will Graham thought it to be cute to somehow teach the biblically illiterate, Matthew 2:6 is our responsibility, that which is not biblical, Will is teaching. He said, sin is fun, but living for Christ is more fun. I'm not making this up. Billy Graham's, according to the Christian Post, which I question, by the way, Billy Graham's grandson, Will Graham, told hundreds gathered for a prayer and worship over the weekend in Iowa that sin can be fun. He said the gratification one receives from it eventually wears out and then leaves them searching for a more permanent gratification and purpose in their lives. Oh, really? Did we forget to add scripture there, Willie? Yes, he did. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Iowans gathered in from Friday to Sunday in Des Moines for one of Graham's celebration evangelistic outreach events. He's teaching the church to celebrate in a time of judgment. You can't make this up. I want to go to this really quick. Sin is fun, said Will, but then you have to do it again tomorrow. This is what he said. And then you have to do it again to keep it up. Okay? I want to go to Scripture. It tells us in James 1:13 through 15, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, which is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Oh, it's fun. You got to look for different ways of gratification. What about Romans 6:23, where it tells us, for the wages of sin is death? Sin is fun? Whoa! You know, I did find in Revelation 21:8 that on the day of judgment, which applies to all of us, that the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's the fruit of sin. Okay? If you continue in your sin, Jesus said, you'll die in your sin. Fun? Whoa! Wake up, Americans!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.